growing our lives in the Lord comes down to everyday decisions we make in life. And many teach that the Lord is not interested in helping us with our small decisions. But I want you to know and understand that the Lord wants to be Lord over your life. And that includes every decision we make. For it is in Him that we live and have our breath. See, carrying out everyday decisions leads us to making bigger decisions in life as we grow our confidence and our decision-making abilities. And if our small decisions are in contrary to God's will, then more than likely our big decisions will be as well. It's the small decision that gets us off the path that the Lord is trying to get us to walk on. And we must learn to make godly decisions every day of our life, not just focus on God when there's a big decision to be made. We won't listen or pay attention to God when that time comes. Think about the life of King Saul. He was chosen by God and given the kingship and placed in charge of everything that was before him. The Lord revealed to Samuel that he had a plan for Saul's life. All he had to do was follow the will of God. But when his men started scattering, Saul decided to not honor the set time that Samuel spoke about. He decided without God to offer up a burnt offering and establish the kingship. When the prophet Samuel came and saw the decision that Saul had made, he said that Saul had acted foolishly and he did not keep the Lord's commandments. It was God's plan to establish Saul as king of Israel for all time, but because of the decision he made without God, the Lord stripped away not only the kingdom from Saul, but also he took away his spirit and gave it to another. See, making a decision without God can be very costly to our future and our walk with the Lord. When you and I want to make a decision, let us always remember that we was aliens and strangers in God's sight. Before God came into our lives, our days on earth were like a shadow without hope. Then the Lord showed us love and kindness, mercy, grace, and he saved us. Job remembered what his life was like without God. He understood that his life was nothing but a breath, that his days would come to an end without hope. That without God, a day would come when he would not be found, that others would not look for him, but he would be nowhere to be found. This life was very short. Why would we spend our time making decisions without God? It can lead to nothing good in our lives. You and I must get this in our spirit today. We can look at history to get a clear understanding of the effect of making decisions without God. The whole country of Israel had abandoned following the Lord, and they started to make their own decisions. And instead of seeking the Lord, instead of inquiring of God, they spend their time drinking wine and beer. The priests and the prophets were getting drunk, saying that they were seeing visions and rendering the decisions that were from God. We know the story. The Lord turned his back on Israel because they chose to choose their own way and not God's. And day after day, they sought after the Lord, acting like they really wanted to know God's word and ways and his decisions. They pretended like they were living right before him. They came asking for decisions, acting like they were eager to come near to God. But this was not their true intent. See, all they wanted to do was to complain to God about why he was not doing as they wanted him to do. And how many of us today make decisions without God? Then go to God expecting for him to bless our decisions. We don't seek the Lord. We do not inquire of God before we make a decision, before we make our plans. But we want God to bless our decisions. Really? Is this the way the Lord works based on his word? I'm pretty sure the Lord says, seek me first and then all things will be added to you. The commandment to seek God first is for everyone, including religious leaders. But when Jesus came to earth, instead of seeking God, the chief priests, the elders, the teachers of the law, and the whole Sanhedrin came together and reached a decision without God. They decided to bow on Jesus and hand him over to Pilate so he could be put to death. The Apostle Paul tried to warn those who were taking him to Rome to stand before Caesar, not to sell, but instead of listening to Paul, they listened to those who they felt had more experience and had more knowledge. Go with me to Acts chapter 27, verses 9 through 11. So we cannot depend on our experience and knowledge and make decisions without God. We still need God when we make a decision. We still need to be in line with His will and ways as we make our plans and our decisions. We can't make our plans and decisions without God. Acts chapter 27, verses 9-11 says, much time had been lost. Sailing had already become a dangerous because by now it was well after the fast. So Paul warned those. Me and I could see that our voyage is going to be dangerous and bring great loss to the ship and cargo, to our own lives also. But Centurion, instead of listening to Paul, said he followed the advice of the pilot and the owner of the ship. See, we don't want to shipwreck our faith because we think we have gained knowledge and understanding and can make decisions without God. We must always seek His face, always asking the Lord for guidance, always following God's will all the way to the end. We must always remember how we made decisions when we were separated from Christ, when you and I lived without hope, without God in this world. We came too far with the Lord. We can't turn and decide things in our heart that make up us reluctant to seek God, to do God's will. We cannot start making decisions because we're under compulsion. We make decisions because God's grace is abounding us in all things at all times, so we'll always abound in good works. We must understand how God works every day, yesterday, today, and tomorrow. We cannot be the kind of believer who wants to make decisions without the will of God. Therefore, we must seek Him before we make a decision so He can help us shape and form our decisions and our plans. And as the Apostle James teaches us, making decisions without God would have us killing and coveting each other, quarreling, fighting with one another, because we don't seek God when it comes to making decisions and plans for our lives. And during the days of Aaron the priest, the Lord instructed Aaron to wear a breastpiece over his heart whenever he entered into the presence of the Lord. This is a symbol of how Aaron would bear the means of making decisions for the Israelites over his heart before God. See, the Lord gives us everything we need so our decisions are made with His blessings. And God wants to be a part of our decision making. He foretold of the coming of His Son who would help us make decisions. Upon Christ, the Spirit of God would rest. The Lord would have the Spirit of wisdom for understanding, the Spirit of counsel and power, the Spirit of knowledge. Our Lord Christ Jesus would delight in the fear of God. Christ is here to help us. And Christ Jesus will not judge by what He sees with His eyes, or decide by what He hears with His ears. But the righteousness of the Father, He will judge the needy. With justice, He will give a decision for the poor on earth. Christ will strike the earth with the rod of His mouth. With the breath of His lips, He will slay the wicked. God the Father supplied Christ Jesus with everything He needed to help us with our decisions, to judge our actions. See, we need the Lord to help us make decisions, because if we continue to make decisions without God, a decision against us will be made. The book of Joel speaks of multitudes who will be in the valley of decisions. It describes the day of the Lord when the sun and the moon will be dark and the stars will not shine as the day of decision approaches. But if the Lord has been leading us in our decisions, He will be our refuge on that day. And God's desire is for us all to seek Him, that we all receive Christ. We all believe in His name. So we'll be given the right to become children of God. Not children are born of natural descent, nor of human decisions, but born of God. See, God does not want us to depend on our own decision-making abilities and judgment, but for us to lean on Christ Jesus so we make godly decisions and make correct judgment based on the standards of God the Father. Go with me to John chapter 8, verses 14 and 16. Being a Christian does not mean our decisions are godly. We have to lean on Jesus, who knows the will of God the Father. You and I have to seek this. We have to be in the presence of God as we make our plans and decisions. We need Christ Jesus interceding for us and helping us to make decisions. John chapter 8, verses 14 to 16 says, and Jesus answered, even if I testify on my own behalf, my testimony is valid, for I know where I came from and from where I'm going. But you have no idea where I came from or where I'm going. You judge by human standards. I pass judgment on no one. But if I do judge, my decisions are right because I am not alone. I stand with the Father who sent me. See, we cannot be like those of the past who came together and conspired against Christ Jesus, the holy servant of God the Father. We want our decisions to be based on God's power and will that was decided beforehand, so we could accomplish his purpose and speak with great boldness. See, being able to make godly decisions is centered to us being one with Christ Jesus. It's this oneness that allowed the decisions of the apostles and elders to be delivered to the people so they would obey God. When our decisions are founded in God, it will be strengthened and it will allow the church to be strengthened by faith and the church will grow. See, there's nothing we need that God won't provide. So there's never a need to make a decision without the Lord. We're already rich in the Lord. So why do we need to make decisions outside of the will of God? You and I have to see this. There's never a need for you and I to separate ourselves and make decisions in darkness. There's never a need for you and I to separate ourselves from Christ Jesus and make decisions without the knowledge and will of God. How futile is that? It does not make any sense, but we do it every day as Christians. Let us seek God. So we have to believe it. Be obedient and faithful to God. When God makes a decision in our lives, it's done. We can't doubt like Sarah, who laughed when the angel told she would have a child at her old age. God has made a firm decision. We must believe and have faith in what God has decided. See, sometimes God will decide good things, and sometimes God will decide bad things to occur. But one thing must be clear to us who trust and believe that whatever God has decided, the matter has been firmly decided by God and he will carry it out. So instead of us running around trying to make our own decisions, let us approach the Lord in fear and seek his will in our lives. For one thing is for sure, once God decides, no one can change it, for the Lord has spoken. Go over to me again. To Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verses 13 to 14. Seek the Lord before you make your decisions and plans. We need the Lord to decide our path that we need to walk on. And then bless the work of our hand. Bless the walk that we're having in the Lord. Let God be the leader and Lord over our lives and guide us and instruct us in the ways we should go. Every day, small, big, medium, or large, get God involved in your decision making. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verses 13 to 14 says, consider what God has done. Who can straighten what he's made crooked? When times are good, be happy. But when times are bad, consider God has made one as well as the other. Therefore, a man cannot discover anything before his future. See, no matter what we wanted, if God has decided, then it will be done. It was the Lord who decided that this world is ruined, and though he decided not to destroy it completely, there's absolutely nothing you and I can do to change what God has decided. The Lord has spoken. He has decided. He won't turn back. See, our responsibility to God is to not argue about his decision, but to be a faithful messenger of the Lord so that all that are living may know that the Lord Most High God has made a decision and set things in order. He gives to everyone that he wishes. Nothing is really dependent on our decision, but on everyday decisions that are made by God. See, we need to remain faithful and wait on the power and authority of God to be active in our lives. See, all God has planned has already been decided, from the decision to gather all the nations to the decision to pour out his wrath, to the decision to save us by grace, to the decision for the whole world to be consumed by fire. It has already been decided. So let us seek God so we get an understanding in our lives and we're walking the plans and wills of God, which is to bless our lives. He wants the best for us, but he has the plans. So let our decisions come from him and not within our own minds. See, it'll create a division spirit enough if you and I don't understand that we need to be one in Christ Jesus. Let those decisions come together so the power of God is effective in our families. The power of God is effective in our churches. The power of God is effective in our jobs. The power of God is effective in our relationships and our marriages. It's us seeking God and making decisions, godly decisions, because God has spoken to us. See, we need a decision in our lives. Where do we turn? Yes, we pray, but from where and from whom are our decisions formed? For many of us, the answer to this question is from within ourselves. We've made our own decisions. Yes, we want a relationship with Christ, but we like making our own decisions. But where are our decisions leading us? For most of us, the answer is to self and not to God. But we are in Christ Jesus, who's the head of our lives. We can and we should not turn and make our own decision, but allow God, allow Christ Jesus to be involved. But what if Christ is slow to answer? Can we go ahead and make a decision anyway? No. We must wait on the Lord. We'll be blessed if we can persevere and not to jump and make decisions upon our own self. We have to be like Job, who suffered and lean and learn from the Lord, seeing the great blessing that the Lord had finally brought upon him, restoring everything more than he ever has. That's what you and I have to get our hearts set on. Wait on the Lord. Pray for God to help you in your decisions. And each and every day, no matter what the decision is, take time to seek God and wait on the Lord. The blessings will be greater. Glory to God. God has made a plan for your life. God is your way maker. So our decisions must come from God. Praise the Lord. In Christ Jesus is everything we need. Nothing exists outside of Christ. He's all we need. God has put everything in Lord Christ Jesus' hands. All power and authority is in Christ Jesus. And he's here to help us with our decisions, with our everyday plans. Thank you, Jesus. Many decisions in life are made without God. But once we decide to give our lives over to Christ Jesus, from that point on, our decisions have to involve the Lord. We can't continue making decisions outside of God. I don't care what the decision is. The decision about your health has to be with God involved in your life. Decisions about your job has to be with Jesus Christ involved in your life. Decisions about your relationship and your marriage has to have God involved in your decision making. Decision making about your finances has to have God involved in your decision making. You and I got to see this. Decisions about our faith has to have God involved in our decision making. Based on his word, involve Christ Jesus in everything you do, every part of your life. That's what being a Christian is really about. It's not just about going to church. It's about Christ Jesus living on the inside of you, and you living on the inside of Christ Jesus, where your decisions and plans are formed with the Lord's power and authority involved. Don't turn away from God. I don't care if it's a hard decision. I don't care if it's a difficult decision in your life. I don't care if it's one you don't want to make. You don't want to have to go through our experience. You need Christ Jesus involved. He needs to be the head of that decision. So we let everything we do come from God. Let everything we do give God praise and honor. Everything, every decision we make must glorify God in our lives. You and I have to get there. We have to grow our faith in Christ Jesus. Lord, help us today. Help us to get an understanding of what it means to walk with you, to talk with you, to have your presence and your spirit to live inside of us. What do we think all this is for? For us to just make our own decisions and plan? No, it is to lead and guide us into the will and ways of God. Let's pay attention. Let us listen to what God has to say about our lives. And then follow and be obedient and faithful in the things that God is leading us into. Your life will be blessed. May God bless you and guide you every day of your life. In Jesus' name, amen.